The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, CG United Insurance, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coup in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops, send them out into the world, go to war on a fluke. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the chief just way too smart to question, the enemy the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They have their own weaponry like Charlton Heston, man. Look, it gets low here, no, now I'm talking about it.
So what you gonna do?
It's my favorite mutant. Yeah,
ain't I'm right on with you. Your logic does not compute.
Come on.
Wednesday, September 14th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. That is what I call a cool cut right there, Mr. Producer. No studio fade, no none. Just what? You can't on like BPL, boy. What's going on with you today? Anyway, your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. And before we get started today, you know, today is one of those big days on the calendar for me. You know, it's like Christmas, then my birthday, then like my wife's birthday, and then boom. The big guy's birthday. Oh, yeah. My oldest son. My firstborn. You all know him from knee high to a grasshopper. You heard me talking about him on the radio for years. He appears on the sports section with us from time to time. He'd be appearing a lot more during football season. My oldest son, Sancho, man. So if you know him from school, if you know him from baseball, if you know him from around the place, it's his birthday today, the big 15. Hey, Mr. Producer, I was just bringing this boy home from the hospital. Just, you know, changing diaper. Training meals on the bicycle and so on and so forth. Now look at him. I tell you, I can't. Hey, you blink, you fart, you drop your beer, and they're ready to leave the house. So I just want to say that, you know, Sancho, I love you, man. I'm proud of you. It's daddy's boy. Enjoy this and many, many more. And, you know, you're getting big time now. You're done talking driver's permit and all that foolishness. All right. You're getting some hair on your chin, too. So I'm very proud of you, man. And your mom and, you know, your mom, MJ, and your brother, and Donnie, and Grandpa, Bobo, and all your family and grandparents in Freeport and everywhere, man. All your aunts and your uncles and everybody, man. Everybody wishing you a happy birthday today, bro. All right? Enjoy it. Rock out till you clock out, like I always say. I got a funny feeling I know what Cuban release numerology of the day could be. You know, this number could be coming up. So enjoy this and many more, Sancho. I love you. You know, you my boy, man. Definitely proud. You made me a proud papa, all right? From the minute you got here. So keep on doing you. Love how brilliant you are. Love how smart you are. Love how confident you are. And how you ready to take on the world. Chip off the old block. Me and your mommy done good with you. And your brother, but he's my boy. Big time. I want to talk about the warlocks. We'll leave that alone. Inside joke. But yeah, I love you. Enjoy your birthday and enjoy this and many more. And yeah, hit me up. You've been hitting me up all day, but yeah, hit me up till it's finished. I know I got to keep spending until midnight. So yeah, when I get off, we'll continue to party, bro. All right? Now, that being said, thank you for indulging with me, as you always do. All right? And then see what this is open up, you know? Just means I'm old. No, I'm Beano, baby. Like the late Kobe Bryant would say, Lord bless the dead, I'm Beano. Beano! I get better with age, all right? But I old. You're texting old. You're texting style old. All right, let's jump in, man. Let me get your minds right. And then we got lots to talk about. Then I'm going to open up the lines because we got a lot to talk about. All right, so Look here, look here. Nah, boy, you see? Look, and I see only your friends could text you like this. No, listen to me. Text Ivan Garitas. You're one fool. One fool. No, but you're a fool. And I could say that because I know who that is. I've been to school with you. So, yeah. Anyhow, mind I don't tell the stories how you and your cousin, who's now a top legal eagle in this country, one of the most learned attorneys around, you use the free people up in the lunch line now. Don't talk. Okay, then. Stop, you fool. But I will now. But you all can run right out. All right. So, here's what we're working with. I got Joker's Wild Party Pass, Dunkin' coupons up for grabs today. I want to make sure your mind's in a good place. And you open up these lines and have a conversation, all right? I ain't trying to deal with too much foolishness today. We're trying to have a good conversation and then get right to the point, because some of these issues, like, they're just jumping out. All right, so here we go. Here's your question for the day. El Mados. Wow. I didn't know this. Recent survey of 100 Bahamian married women. Survey revealed that it's never okay to do this after your wedding. And this has nothing to do with the relationship. So think wedding day, and goes along with that portion of it. But nothing to do with the relationship. No, that's fine. But you should never do this after your wedding. And it obviously involves something that was in the wedding. Okay? And we'll leave that just like that. You got between now and the news and the top of the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers. Then phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, 422-4796. Take us live and stream us and take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. But you all, man, look here. Somebody say cut the cake. No. All right, there you go. You're all off to a good start. I'm looking at the answers. None of them are right so far, but we'll get to them. And like I said, you got between 9 and the top of the news and 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. All right, let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon, how are you?
Hey, Naughty.
What's going on?
Hey, thanks. I just want to say happy birthday to your son.
Yes, man. Appreciate it.
You know, you've been talking out to the baby armor.
You know that? I'm like Bino, though.
Yeah, but
like my producer coming, you know, on the same day back in the day down in City 2000. He old. I'm Bino. That's how it go.
Hey, I thought I had to put out an APB for you, you know, because APB for you, because, you know,
I'm
off the Cowboys
on
Sunday.
No, hold on. Whoa. Now, I was bright and early Monday right here, ready to go, 4 o'clock, fucking on the chin, come on. Why would I run from that? I've seen worse from my Cowboys, man.
That is true.
They've done me, like the old people say, they've done me worse than that over the years. I'm worried, but now they can't do me, they done me right, they hurt me before, way worse than that. Romo himself personally, about 4 years in a row, worried me worse than that. I wish he would have broke his thumb back then. Can you tell that I only got jokes and Jack Daniels to get me through this season? Because it's pretty much done right now. It's bleak. But anyway, I appreciate you chiming in, man. Hit me back in the 5 o'clock hour too, man. We got more sports to talk. But let's jump on in. While you work on the trivia, like I said, let's get to the headlines. The headliners, who are what's making headlines in the 242, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock right now, both locations, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza. Check them out online, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. Like I said, in both locations, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location, open for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. All right, and some of the headlines blazing up the Nassau Guardian News and Views at Madison's 1844. New deal for teachers. And, you know, if you look at some of the other dailies, you see headlines saying, teachers walk out at Thelma Gibson. So what's really going on? Customs Immigration Union, they seem to be quite happy, story by Travis Cartwright Carroll. Bahamas Customs Immigration and Allied Workers Union and the government signed a 3-year industrial agreement. It was the 5th industrial agreement signed between the government and a union since the Davis administration took office last September. You can read more on that in today's Guardian. Also, an update, boy 14 arrested in connection with school stabbing. Story by Jasper Ward. A 14-year-old boy was arrested in connection with a stabbing that took place in Anatole Rogers High School on Monday. The suspect, who is a student of the school, was arrested at his home around 8:30 p.m. on Monday without incident in the presence of his father. The student who was stabbed, who is also 14, was hospitalized in stable condition, according to police. So there we are. Those are just some of the headlines jumping out of The Guardian. If you look around the other dailies, you know. Travel budget soars for government. I mean, you had a budget that you didn't really want to reveal. Now that's exceeded. What's going on? Just look like that old Tribe Called Quest song. We're on a war tour with Muhammad, my man, taking each and every... Oh, my God. How many people are you taking on these trips? What's really going on? Why are we over budget in that area? It's crazy. City Market pensioners face fresh blow in sale collapse. 928,500 seed money for Junkanoo. And this one caught my eye. Hancho. Wives do not have right to withhold sex. What? I can leave that one. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Naughty Knots.
Hey, what's going on?
How about them cowboys?
How about you call it 5 o'clock talking all this ish?
Tell me something, boy. Let me tell you something about the NFL and sports. This modern day slavery, you know.
I only allow you to do this because it's you, because you very early today with the sports, but that's fine, man. It is.
It's modern day slavery. Because guess what? The reason why I say that, right? In college, before they even come to the NFL or the NBA, whatever sport, they should at least learn commerce, business, accounting, because the first time they get the buy, they buy in jewelry, car, taking everybody out of the ghetto.
Now, mind you, in all fairness, let me put a pin in it right there real quick. In all fairness, the NFL has symposiums every year. It's called the NFL Rookie Symposium.
Okay.
It's a week-long symposium. They teach them on finance, on money, on marketing, life after football. They even teach them about a course on safe sex, preventing sexually transmitted diseases, and avoiding gold diggers. Real talk.
Wow. So
and courses on how serious the family is too.
Can he finally get that contract? So if he was learning all of that before he come to the NFL, start game one, and as a rookie, why would they tell him a part of the contract? You need to study film for a certain amount of hours.
Why? Because he doesn't. He's lazy. It's that's a bad example in the building when your quarterback, your leader, who should be there putting in the hours and putting in the time,
but
is not showing up. So that don't matter. That's even more important that you lead that way because of your lofty draft status. You better get you, Don Skippy. You better get your behind
Cowboys,
and then study film.
Let me mention the Cowboys.
No, why you starting off? Kind of need to study the film. That way you won't get beat 44-25 on opening week.
They should have been doing that. You know why? Because they teaching all the students about U.S. history and mythology and Catholic schools and all these different names. But guess what? If they learn how to balance their check instead of just withdrawing and deposit and budget, I watched this thing with guess what? When they don't even understand taxes. When you get that $1 million to IRS and Uncle Sam on you anyway, you think you got $1 million? They take that from you.
No, man, and then you got the agents fee and all of that, man. But listen, hit me back in 5 o'clock. This is a good sports topic. As a matter of fact, we'll be talking some contracts and stuff today because we got some free agents moving. So we'll talk about that. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, what's going on?
Hey, what's happening, Gardner?
I'm all right, man. Hey, Naughty, you know I don't want to talk about.
What you want to talk about? It better not be sports. Sports, 5 o'clock. I'll tell you
what
about. You
know anything about the Caribbean Day Parade?
If I heard anything about the Caribbean Day Parade?
You know what that is?
I missed that one, man. We got a Caribbean Day Parade going on? I mean...
Oh, this is a Labor Day Parade in New York City.
Oh, okay. All
right. Right. It's the biggest Caribbean parade in the world.
Now, hold on now. You know, Puerto Rican Day Parade in New York City pretty big, man, because you know you got a ton of Puerto Ricans.
This Caribbean Day Parade, everybody in this. You get Haiti.
Okay, fair enough,
Jamaica,
the Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, Cuba, all of them.
Cuba, right. Everybody but the bomber.
Oh, you could probably hear going down that street now, I want a pizza, ba-ping, ting, 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 and the food must be good all day, too. Boy, I can imagine some good food up there, boy.
My point is, right?
Yeah, me and
the Bahamas, this is an opportune time for us to boost up our tourism.
And don't we have a tourism office in New York? And don't we have a ton of Bahamians working and living in New York?
We're getting living, man. We need some representation on that parade.
Yes, but
throw that parade right up.
Mom, we gotta have plenty of options to send. We gotta send some real sweet junk and do and really freak them right out on New York tripping.
Sure, we have some junk people, some junk news in New York. Along with the ones who we sent. You understand me?
That's a good point you made, though, and I'm glad you did you brought that up. I'm going to go home today now, and I'm going to have a look at it and do a little research.
But with our Caribbean Day Parade, New York City now. Come on now.
No,
you couldn't find a Bahamian flag, eh? Boy,
hold on. Gardner, you know what I'm thinking? I go in to Google it now to figure out next year how me and you could be the two Bahamian flags out there. You know, let's go to New York. Let's go to the Caribbean Parade, represent the 242 and come back.
Caribbean Day Parade.
Go there with two Kong shell and some break and scrape.
You Google any one of them West Indian gribbins, you can see them.
All right, Gardner. I appreciate you, man. Always good stuff. That's a good point. I'm going to research that. Me and you go in next year. I promise, Gardner.
Only one parade in the United States bigger than that. That's the back to school parade. That's the biggest parade in the world almost. Thank you.
All right, my brother. Bless up. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Ass Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Man, I'm so happy to hear this CG. I just happened to hear about this Caribbean Day Parade. Never heard about it before, but I'm wondering if our Minister of Foreign Affairs is aware of it because it's an excellent opportunity.
Or the Minister of Affairs and Foreign. Travel Boy.
But this one has been sequestered. Apparently now you have a Prime Minister who has taken over.
I hear some of them frequent flyer miles just collecting cobwebs.
He's collecting them personally now. You see, he was able to gain them while... He was the Minister of Foreign Affairs. Well, he's not Foreign Affairs. Because he really should have been one of Foreign Policy. And has he ever written any foreign policy that benefits us?
Listen, just allow me to appreciate, just from the comedic level, the sarcasm and the irony. Thank you, my brother, because I had a good laugh at that. That's good stuff.
Yeah, okay. You finished with that?
I finished. Go ahead. I like your point.
What I'm simply saying is, when you look at ministers of foreign
affairs. They should know.
They should be ministers of foreign policy. And he has never created one foreign policy that has benefited this country because he was all about affairs. Traveling around the world having affairs.
But I always,
about that one.
I always felt that, you know, when you talk about the current Minister of Foreign Affairs, Mr. Mitchell, he's always been more enthralled with the pomp and circumstance and the protocol of politics rather than the politics itself. You know what I mean? So,
I slightly know what you mean, but you follow what I'm saying.
I follow what you're saying, too.
Okay, but so when are we going to get a minister of foreign policy? One that's going to create policies that benefit us instead of a policy that's going to align with NATO that simply say we should bring all immigrants here until these immigrants send us under. That's what he's into. He's into affairs
and
policy.
And I see where you're going with that, and it's not a good way to get it. I like it, man. Premise, set up, punchline. But yeah.
So when you see him, fix him.
Well, no, we only Jesus can fix that one. But,
oh, Jesus.
Come on, man. You set me up, and there you had my comedian.
But they crucified
one.
Jesus, so Jesus can't fix that one. You fix him.
Boy, we can fix him. How about that?
No. I don't want to touch him. In fact, I hope I ever see him again. Don't ever see him again, because maybe he is anyway.
No, but that's my point. And it's striking that you mentioned that, and we're talking about travel, but big headlines today, travel budget soars for the government. Well, they gave us
a budget. They rack up travel abilities for them. All these mileage that they rack up, they use it personally.
No
expense.
No revelation of what the budget is in the first place. You know, further proof that we need a proper Freedom of Information Act. And now it goes over budget, no explanation. And where are you going? What you doing? Who are you carrying?
A bunch of boys.
Anyway, we can go to the break for now, man. Oh, God. You're all fired up on a Wednesday today, boy. You're all in rare form today. All right, so we're going to go to the break. That wraps up your headliners, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes and The Buzz. I mean, the headliners brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads and The Buzz, brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And John reminds you, in addition to all your footwear, new arrivals every Monday and Tuesday, all your back-to-school needs, they got home appliances and cookware available for you as well at both locations. So check them out, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. And, of course, remember, John's serving you is a pleasure. On the flip side of the break, I get to the text. We'll get back to the lines. We'll check out the global warming. We'll see another planet in 60 seconds or less. Brought to you, by, of course, by KFC Nassau. We'll get into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. And at the bottom of the hour, you know, Cuban Willie's coming your way with the numerology report. Brought to you, of course, by The Island Game. That's all coming up on the flip side of the break right here. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. The Wednesday, September 14th edition continues right after this.
About Friday, September 30th. Party kicks off at 6:30 p.m. at the 12 Volt Bar, Margaritaville, downtown Nassau. $25 cover charge with one free drink with entry. And experience the Fish Fry Friday buffet at the Vacation Cafe before the event for only $55 and enjoy complimentary party access. Park safe and secure for only $10 all night.
Parking ticket to be validated at entry.
It's the biggest and best party the last Friday of every month. So don't miss it this month, Friday, September 30th. Fish Fry Fridays.
Get ready for more with the new Dunkin' Lemonade Refreshers. More tropical flavors, more refreshing, and more ways to get glowing this summer. Dunkin' Lemonade Refreshers are made with lemonade-flavored tropical fruit concentrates and are available in three vibrant varieties. Strawberry Dragon Fruit, Peach Passion Fruit, and the new Mango Pineapple. Sippin' ice cold Dunkin' Lemonade Refresher and feel energized and refreshed. Ready to mango? The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan.
Island Game, keep you with it.
Percy's Pension Plan.
Dream big, we will help you live it.
Percy's Pension Plan.
Island Game, we got you.
Percy's Pension Plan.
From the friends you can trust, it's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Summer fun has begun, and KFC has a tasty dinner solution that won't break the bank. Enjoy the KFC Great Pick, packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection. Plus your choice of a large mashed potato with gravy or four buttery biscuits. Real food for real people. And only for $20. Happiness comes in buckets at KFC. Be happy. Save at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. The Wednesday, September 14th edition continues right now. And we're going to get up into the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. Oh, before I get to that, though, let me check the text lines. All right, not cut the cake. Naughty, how would single people be able to answer the question if we were never married? Ask one of your married friends. Simple. That's all. Ask one of your homegirls who's married. They'll help you out. No, not use the maiden name, not switch the ring finger, not draft a new will, not take off your bed and ring, argue, go to sleep, say no to sex. Boy, look here, you're on a roll and none of them is right. All right. Hang out with girlfriends and get fat. No, not the answer either. Naughty, I agree with the caller. Policies need to be created that is in the best interest of the Bahamian people and our country, not bending and crouching for foreigners. Indeed. I've always said, listen, I welcome foreign investment. However, it still should remain Bahamians first. We should not be displaced in our own, you know, backyard. It shouldn't happen. So once those policies are put in place, I have no problem with it. But it can't be the same old, same old. It can be. And we got to be a little more honest and aware. And look at what's going on that scale, okay? Because it's not just certain entities and certain foreign nationals who are here that are causing it's a multiplicity of nationalities. So call all and sundry. Just don't single out one or two. Let's deal with all. Boom! There it is. See, you ask one. You see how I like that? You see why I tell you I have the biggest and best fans and listeners and smart too. I told you to ask one of your married friends, right? You turn around and ask one of your married friends, you nudge your married friend, gave you the right advice. All right? The right advice is don't give away your wedding dress or don't sell your wedding dress. That was it right there. So you need to share this prize with the married friend that you got the answer from. Because you're a self-admitted single person in your first text saying that you are clueless when it comes to that. I, in turn, told you to ask a married friend, obviously, which you did, and instantaneously they gave you the right answer. Or you Googled correctly today, one out of the two. But text up, send me your information so I could get you hooked up with your prizes, your Joker's Wild Passes, and your Dunkin' Donuts coupons. So we got a winner. Boom. Get that out of the way. Good stuff. Now, let's get up into the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you by KFC Nassau. And listen, don't forget, man, those drive-thrus at KFC open and frying until midnight. You can get your finger licking on right up until midnight at your favorite KFC drive-thru, all right? And listen. If you want a chicken sandwich, all right? Can't lie to you. Whether you like it hot with the Kentucky Deluxe or being original with the original recipe burger, KFC has the only chicken sandwiches with attitude. Enjoy the extra-large 100% white meat filet for 100% flavor, all right? That's how it's done, and it's always finger-licking good, all right? And it's your favorite KFC location, so grab one of them now. I love the original. In fact, I can get me one of them, and I get off on the way home, and I can be my little comfort food for the ride home. Because you got KFC Oaksfield right here, you understand what I'm saying? So that's how that work. All right, so let's check out the warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. And where do I start? Because there's a couple of good little things that jumped out today. It's like the world going crazy. Like just everything, everybody freaking out today. All right. French New Wave film director Jean-Luc Godard has died by assisted suicide in France. He was 91. Miley Cyrus is being sued for posting paparazzi photos of herself on Instagram. Ken Starr, the former president of Baylor University, who earned nationwide notoriety as the independent counsel who headed the investigation that led to the impeachment of former President Bill Clinton, died Tuesday after a lengthy illness. He was 76. There's a new book out by Al-Qaeda detailing exactly how they planned out the 9/11 attack. Kourtney Kardashian Barker is introducing Lemmy, a line of edible supplements with names like Lemmy Chill, Lemmy Focus, and Lemmy Matcha. Sounds like you should let everybody know what you really got in there. And say supplements, say edible supplements. Yeah, my red flag went up when you said edible, Courtney. Being part of Putin's inner circle is dangerous. Ivan Petcherin, Putin's point man for developing Russia's vast Arctic resources, fell off the side of a boat in waters close to Rusky Island, and his body was found a day later. That was just a few weeks after Ravil Maganov, chairman of the Russian oil giant Lukoil, the firm that openly criticized Putin's invasion of Ukraine, reportedly died after plunging from a hospital window. Boy, I tell you, if you're friends with Putin, gravity and you don't get along. What does gravity have against Putin's friends? Kanye West says he's done with corporate collaborations after his current deals are up. No, sir. You like money too much. No, sir. Britney Spears was unfollowed by Christina Aguilera on Twitter after Britney posted on Twitter on Monday, "If I had Christina Aguilera's dances, I would have looked extremely small." Oh, Lord. Okay. And that's a wrap right there. On your global warming, was heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And let me slide right in to my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, because you know I runs on Dunkin'. And listen, man, it's all about Dunkin', and it's all about beating the heat all summer long at Dunkin', all right? You got to get in, and you got to try it, because guess what? You got the coladas going on, all right? You got the iced teas. You got the iced coffees. And now, in addition to the Dunkin' refreshers, they got the flavors come back for the summer, too. Ah, the pumpkin flavors. That's right. And you get your iced coffees, the new nutty pumpkin coffee, or the pumpkin spice signature latte, hot or cold, however you want it, waiting on you at your favorite Dunkin' location, all right? The flavors are back at Dunkin'. The pumpkin is back at Dunkin'. And that's all your Dunkin' locations. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Brenner Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location, and, of course, two out at the airport, pre-clearance and post-clearance. No reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. All right, we're going to take a quick second break right here on Talking Heads. On the flip side of the break, I got Cuban Willie's numerology report coming up, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And we're going to get up into the news at the top of the 5 o'clock hour. All right, the Wednesday, September 14th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
What makes KFC sandwich experts? Every bite. All the experience, not taking shortcuts, doing everything the right way, all combined in a sandwich, so that the first bite of a KFC chicken sandwich will never be the last. The Kentucky Deluxe Chicken Sandwich features a triple-breaded 100% white meat chicken breast, premium mayo, pickles, lettuce, tomato, and cheese on a buttery brioche bun. All our chicken expertise in a sandwich. The Kentucky Deluxe Chicken Sandwich, only at KFC Nassau.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carry small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine thread is your place, is your place, is your place.
What is that?
Yep, it's Glenn down the street again.
Why is the house shaking?
We're like the neighbor who doesn't throw a huge party every night. Say hello to CG United. We combine great service with over a decade of A financial ratings. CG United. Good like that.
Pumped for pumpkin? Indulge your pumpkin passion with Dunkin's Pumpkin Spice Flavored Coffees. Enjoy a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with rich espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Or try the new Nutty Pumpkin Coffee, combining Dunkin' Original Blend Coffee, hazelnut flavor, a delicious pumpkin spice swirl, and cream for a delicious nutty twist. Available hot or cold, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Wednesday, September 14th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. Time to get up into Cuban Willie's numerology report, all brought to you by The Island Game. And of course, you know, be sure to check out theislandgame.com. Check out all the great promotions, all the great events going on. And be sure, if you like that sports betting, be sure to check out their sports book, all right? Theislandgame.com. All right, let's find out where Cuban Willie is, man. I know he's got his numerology report for today. Cuban, come out, wherever you are. ¿Dónde estás, my friend?
Yes, everybody, soy yo, Cuban Willie, with your numerology report today. And today is a special day, Mr. Producer, coño, good to see you. Mira, today is a very special day today. You know, I have a big number today because little Naughty, the son, el hijo de my good friend Naughty, is 15 today. I know that kid was born 15 years ago today because me and Naughty was drinking Jack Daniels and smoking tobacco and having a cafecito waiting for this guy to come because he took forever, man. He was in labor for 14, 15 hours. Yeah, he was undecided. He couldn't make his mind up, you know? And then, you know, finally he arrived and blessed the world with his presence. So today, you know, the numerology report, the number for today, it's because Sanchito, Sancho, Sanchi, Santoxel, mi hermanito, Sancho, mira, today's your birthday, my friend. And it's your birthday, so today the number is all about you, Papa. The 015 for the B15. 015, set it, forget it, and bet it in the Island Game. That's what I'm talking about. And remember, the Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly. For more information, simply log on to theislandgame.com. And while you're there, check out the sports book. It's awesome. So anyway, Sanchito, cumpleaños feliz, cumpleaños feliz. Happy birthday. And stay playing, my friends. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
What is that?
Yep. It's Glenn down the street again.
Why is the house shaking?
We're like the neighbor who doesn't throw a huge party every night. Say hello to CG United. We combine great service with over a decade of A financial ratings. CG United. Good like that.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist. Then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go. Like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great. Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
We'll be right back.
Talking Heads, the Wednesday, September 14th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. And we're into the 5 o'clock hour, so you know we're going to talk sports. Earl the Pearl going to be chiming in shortly. Do we have Pearly in yet? All right, I can make sure Pearly chime in. Make sure he ain't watching baseball. You know how that go. So, nonetheless, everybody who's hit me up, man, and sent me texts, and, you know, so they can play the number and the age and the number and all that good stuff today, man. Thank you very much, man. I will convey all the messages to Sancho and let him know you convey happy birthday to him as well, all right? I'm sure he'll definitely enjoy it, for sure. Now, we got to talk sports. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. You know how we kick it off. Today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And don't forget, tonight is happy hour at Naughty Johnny's, 5 to 7. They got happy hour going on. So on your ride home, you know, indulge and enjoy, especially if you're in the West. Always worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza at Naughty Johnny's. So be sure to check them out. All right? And give them a call. See what they got going on for you. 377-7776. And let's jump on in and see what's going on today in sports history. Let's see if you had plenty of things happen today. What? This is a day, boy, Sancho. You had plenty of things happen on your day today. My God. Today, September 14th, 2022. And on this day, September 14th in 1916, Christy Mathewson of the Cincinnati Reds won his 373rd career game. It was the only victory he had earned for a team other than the New York Giants during his 17-year career. In 1959, caller, I see you. I'll be there in a second. 1959, the 32-million aqueduct operated by the New York Racing Association opened. 1968, Denny McClain of the Detroit Tigers became baseball's first 30-game winner in 34 years. Dizzy Dean of the St. Louis Cardinals had earned 30 wins in 1934. 1986, Bob Brenly of the San Francisco Giants tied a Major League Baseball record when he committed 4 errors in one inning. 1987, Tony Magnuson cleared 9.5 feet above the top of the U-ramp and set a new skateboard high jump record. 1987, the Toronto Blue Jays set a club record of 10 home runs when they defeated the Baltimore Orioles 18-3. In 1990, Ken Griffey Sr. and Jr. of the Seattle Mariners hit back-to-back home runs off California Angels pitcher Kirk McCaskill in the first inning. The Angels won the game 7-5. 1994, it was announced that the season was over for the National Basketball League on the 34th day of the player strike. The final days of the regular season were canceled. The National Baseball League, my bad. Baseball owners had voted 26-2 in favor of ending the season. The result was a year with no World Series for the first time since 1904. It was in 1994, I remember that. 1999, Leon Lett of the Dallas Cowboys was suspended for 7 games as punishment for a 5th violation of the NFL's substance abuse policy. 2002, Tim Montgomery, an American, set a world record in the 100 meters when he finished in 9.78 seconds. The previous record was set in 1998 by Maurice Green, 9.79 seconds. 2003, Jamal Lewis of the Baltimore Ravens set an NFL record for yards gained in a single game when he gained 295 yards rushing. The Ravens beat the Cleveland Browns 33-13. In 2003 also, Vinny Testaverde of the New York Jets became the 9th player in NFL history to pass for over 40,000 yards. All right. So, let's welcome on in, you know, the Dodger disciple, the loudmouth Laker, and of course, the musing Miami Dolphin, none other than Earl the Pearl is in the building. What's going on, Pearly?
What's up, Naughty? It's a good day, man. It's a great day, you know.
Carly, you can call us back, too.
You're calling me the loudmouth Dodger of, I want you to rephrase that, the loudmouth National League.
No. You're the loudmouth Laker. You're the Dodger disciple.
Champion Dodgers.
Listen. It goes with the team. So it'll always be like a descriptive word with a D, like the Dodger disciple, the Dodger destroyer, the Laker laureate, the Laker lover, the Laker loudmouth. I said you, the musing Miami Dolphin. You see how I'm just showing you my vast vocabulary.
So you're calling me the disciple of the National League West champion Dodgers. That's what you're calling me. Okay,
yes.
Gotcha.
And one of the chief disciples, not one of the way down in the pack. One of the, you know.
Oh, no. Way up there. Only one or two fellas still around, like Georgie Battle, who might be a bigger Dodger than me because he's older than me. I give him that right, you know. Mm-hmm. And one or two others out there, but, you know, I'm a long time. I'm a 50-year Dodger.
Well, let me,
5-0.
Let me tell you something. Year. If I ever see Jacob deGrom in life, I can slap him. Because I had, I mean, out of them four yesterday, V-Pick, I had three on ice, Stone Cold, Lead Pipe, Locks, ready to go. And DeGrom did what most infant children did. He defecated the bed.
But you know, he only gave up three runs.
My God, you know, though. Was, you can't score runs against only, that team?
Yeah, but he, that's the third time in about 37 starts that he's given up three runs or more or less. Three runs. Never give. He doesn't give up that many runs. He doesn't.
He doesn't. And that's what kind of shocked me.
No, he's giving up. He just 2 points. You know, he just, they just couldn't score any runs yesterday.
All right, we're going to keep it moving now, Pearly. We're going to get into, you know, the home court. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King NASA. We got to check out the local sports headlines. I know I had a couple of callers calling in what I was doing today in sports. If you want to call back and get that call in now, now's a good time to do it before we get into the next segment. And like I said, the next segment being brought to you, of course, by Burger King NASA. And it is all, about that $13 King's Feast, all right, featuring the Greek Whopper. You definitely want to check that out. But in addition to that, don't forget, they got the Whopper Crushing Wednesdays. You got the Greek Whopper, the Original Whopper, the Bacon and Cheese Whopper, and the Angry Whopper all going on, all right? Waiting on you at your favorite BK location. And why there? Be sure to check them out on that Hershey Sunday Pie. That is a little bit of decadence. Oh my God, that's so good.
Nice. Sugar. I don't want to hear about that.
It's real good stuff. So anyway, and don't forget, it's all available for you at your favorite Burger King Nassau location for takeout, drive-thru, and delivery with the Craven app. All right, so let's jump on in, Earl the Pearl. Let's check out the local sports scene. And
girl took it on the chin. My girl took it on the chin yesterday. She played a hell of a game.
Again?
She played a hell of a game, but I think Bonner dubbed it last night. Just stunk up the gym last night.
Now, here's something that, you know what? I must say I've been supportive of the Minister of Tourism, Mr. Chester Cooper, and a lot of his endeavors and a lot of things what's been put out there. I agree with some of the things. I give him the benefit of the doubt on some of them other things, but this is where I have to draw the line. Okay? I'll be honest with you. I am not supporting this. And I'm not supporting the Bahamas. If we gotta spend our money on this, I'm sorry, but we do not need partnerships with the Miami Dolphins. We do not need partnerships with the Orlando Magic. The Orlando Magic suck, and so do the Miami Dolphins. If it's all about branding, you don't want to brand yourself with losers, Mr. Cooper.
Sonny, you can't be serious.
And see, I could pull Ryan Pinder, the Attorney General. I could pull his card from St. Andrews. That's an old Dolphin. I know he's behind this.
But Naughty, you really you
the Bahamas really is way too good of a brand to be branded with losers. I wouldn't even tell them brand with my Dallas Cowboys because we ain't won in a while.
Stop. You trying to start a row here, and I ain't gonna let you do that.
We could spend our money differently.
The Dolphins is a good brand.
The Dolphins suck, and so do the Orlando Magic. And we should not put a prestigious package as the Bahamas. And you know, Pearly, that's how they refer to us around the world. The Bahamas. We should not be associating with losers. I'm just saying that. It's bad for business. And after Fire Festival and all of that, my Jesus. Anyway, let me go to the phone line.
You're just trying to start a row.
Let me go to the phone line.
Trying to
start a row. Talking heads got
in. I know one thing. You wouldn't find the Dallas Cowboys.
I said I wouldn't associate with them, too, because we can't coach and we lose, too. Talking heads got in radio.
You're looking at it as on the win-loss. The Dolphin brand is a very good brand.
Hold on. If you want to talk about the brands. No. If you're trying to reach. Stop. If you're trying to reach out there, there is no. The Dolphins can't even compare to the Cowboy brand. $8 billion worth of brand, and we lose, and we're the richest team in sports. So if that's the case, then we should fix ourselves to the Cowboy wagon for that prestige level of it, not the Dolphins. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking heads. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
I know you know I was going to call, right?
Oh, it's the mystery dolphin. What's going on, my brother?
I know. See,
and I kind of crafted that for you and Pearly, too, because, look, mystery like company, so you know.
I like a prick because I called to find out from Pearl that Pearl was going to defend that all that squabble you've been talking about the Miami Dolphins. That's the best thing Chester Cooper ever done since he's been in the government. That's the best thing. As a matter of fact, I can move where he is so I could vote for him in the next general election.
You know, you're pushing it. You're pushing it now, but that's really the best thing he's done.
Oh, what is this man's day today? This is one of my most favorite shows ever since I've been here. Y'all have got me rolling today, boy. I swear.
I almost ready to tell him I wouldn't campaign in Exuma if he bring partner with the Dolphins.
Look, listen to me, man. I can't tell you where, like, I was doing that, and I had the hardest time keeping a straight face doing that, but I was really trying to hold it together because I had to
I want you to know that I went to the Parliament Square today, and I bought a plot for you to have that show.
Okay, good,
after
good.
After regular season, okay?
You found a cool spot, though, because the cooler got to stay cool, you know what I mean?
No, man, we're going to supply a makeshift tent for you. You can be all right.
All right, cool, beautiful, man. And get all your paraphernalia and all of that, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
You too, my brother. Be safe. But Pearly, nah. Pearly, come on, man. I'm from the Hams. You know we can parlay the parlay.
You running on with foolishness. Sometimes y'all just drink bad rum, you know.
Hey, listen, I don't drink rum. That's the problem. But you know what?
Can't be the JD.
I gonna have to go ahead and take a snippet of this show and send it to Mr. Cooper too, so he can have a laugh. Anyway, let's go back to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
You're not.
Hey, what's going on?
This open line spot. So you're talking about the spot.
If you was listening, you'd know we were talking about, I don't think the Bahamas should partner with the Miami Dolphins or the Orlando Magic because those are two losing brands and we have a prestigious brand and we don't want to tarnish our brand.
Don't say we.
I don't agree.
But why don't you agree?
Back in the 90s when it was Penny Hardaway and Shaquille O'Neal, and Scott Skiles, you always say that's losing to him?
Well, I would say that because there was a guy called Nick Anderson that choked 4 free throws, and they got swept because of it. So, yeah, they've been losers from then. Yes, you're absolutely right.
But you have to rebuild. And everyone knows in sports franchise.
And what have they done since they rebuilt? Honestly, what have they done since they rebuilt? Since Shaq left and Penny left, they have been in shambles ever since.
But then they asked Victor Oladipo, it's a business.
But what have they done? What have they done, though? What did they do while they were there? Nothing. Squadouche.
So tell me what. Okay, Miami Marlins now, right? Before Josh, no one was thinking about them. But guess what? Did they know about the Marlins when they was in the World Series? The only thing changed about the Marlins was the name.
Hold on
Marlins
now.
Marlins wasn't always Miami.
Which World Series you want to talk about? Which one when they won? With Dontrell Willis them or the other one? Which one?
With
Sheffield and them. Which one you wanted? Mike Greenwell. Which one?
And 03? Because, yeah, man, it's kicking butt in them years, man. I mean, see, we got to look at it like the tide. Not all the time the tide will be rough and high. And guess what? You can see an athlete in college right now with plenty of potential. All, like you spoke earlier when we fought sports. All it takes is a spark to get going. So right now with these players doing now in college, when they get recruited and starting to go to different G League or whatever, they say, man, hey, let's go to the same college, play with your boys. So, for example, Ja Morant and Zion Williamson was actually high school players on the same team. But guess what? Ja Morant never got the base scholarship offer like Zion Williamson. But this is what I have to say. You got to grind to get it, man.
But listen, how many of them scouts look absolutely idiotic now in retrospect? Because who's the better pro?
You can't really say that, right? Because they just hard big draft and that guy, Paulo Banchero, the guy from the Duke. Man, he's the second round pick right on Orlando. And they have the young man's son, Greg Anthony, right? His son, Junior.
Listen, Cole Anthony plays on the Magic, and Cole does a good job coming off the bench.
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about, Pablo Banchero being a second rounder?
That's second overall pick, and he went to the Magic.
Yeah, he's a second overall pick, and he's playing good ball in the preseason. But
so guess what?
In the summer league, but guess what?
Mm-hmm.
We've seen that with Orlando year after year, year in and year out. And where are they at the end of the? Where are they now?
Get the keys together. They're trying to rebuild. So right now,
Mark El Fultz thing, you got a cut for you, bro.
Oh yeah, Mark. I don't know if you noticed, but he came back after ACL. He's looking nice.
Yeah, but he still can't shoot.
No, see with that, they said that he injured his shoulder.
No, that's mental. That's between the ears right there. That's mental.
But guess what? naughty. Let's be real. If you got injured and you was the first round pick, now you can't do a squat for your team. You can't practice. You can't do it. Wouldn't you fall into depression? Honestly, between me and you.
I'm kind of like different breed of animal, bro. I'm an alpha. Okay. I'm like the raccoon. If I in that trap, I can chew my foot. Hold on, let me finish. I can chew my foot off and keep going and make the others rework.
Yeah.
I'm going to find a way to rehab and get back and play ball because at the end of the day, if I'm hurt, the end of the day, the bottom line is it's the game of basketball that I love.
Yeah.
I love the game of basketball. So at the end of the day, I want to get back to playing the game that I love. So I'm going to do what it takes to get back to playing the simplest form. I love the sport. I want to play the sport. Now, what does it take for me to get back?
I watch on ESPN on YouTube the late great Kobe Bryant. His wife asked him one time, why do you take these games so seriously? Why do you come around and you're injured? He said, that child who spent the last $1,000 or save of their Christmas money just to watch me play, I got to play. Kobe played with injured shoulders, torn ACL, Achilles tendon, fingers, and he's still going to. Even in that game, his last game, when he scored 60 points, he's injured, you know.
He was hobbled. You ain't got to tell me nothing about Kobe.
Kobe has the most missed shots in NBA history. And you know what he said about it? He said that he don't worry about it, no. He says that he know that if he attempt a shot, it's a 50% chance to go in. More than likely goes in.
Listen,
but right now,
y'all want to talk about the shots that Kobe missed. Why don't talk about the ones that he hit, that he dagged people with?
But guess what? Let's go there first. Got to go with the misses before you make it. I don't know if you remember the playoff series, but when Kobe was like a young...
No. Hey, again, young blood, you ain't got to tell me nothing about Kobe because what you Googled, I lived.
I ain't Googled. You remember that time when he airballed that shot?
Yeah, like I'm saying, as a 17-year-old out of high school, when Rummy Mout and Rummy Lip, Nick Van Exel didn't have the fortitude to shoot it, and Eddie Jones didn't have the fortitude to shoot it, And tall boy Brian Cook didn't have the fortitude to shoot
Brian
it.
Cook wasn't there yet.
Well, it was one of them other tall dudes, or Eldon Campbell, or one of them who didn't want to shoot the ball. So then, guess what? Kobe came to the bench and told them, all right, give it to me, I shoot it.
But guess what?
And he airballed, and guess what? The first person to grab him as he walked off the court was Shaq and say, you know what? Forget the rest of these dudes. Two alphas going to take this team to the championship.
Exactly.
You keep shooting it, and I'm going to rebound it. And keep shooting it because they're going to go in.
Now, guess what we got to talk to the next dude who didn't listen? Now, I know y'all hate LeBron a lot. Guess what? That time when him and Kyrie lost in the finals, when they was going down the aisle, he said, don't worry, we'll be here next
Which
year.
Of the six times are you referring to that he lost in the finals? Remind me. He's lost so many, I can't keep count.
How much teams you could count in the LeBron era made it to the finals? Let's see. He broke the Raptors' heart. He broke the Magic's heart. He broke the Celtics' heart. Pistons, see y'all looking at the faults. Y'all got to understand that.
But stop.
Easy.
Stop.
You have to
Wait,
play
time out, time out, time out.
Games.
Again, though. Again, tell me something or show me something that I haven't seen. Because I saw Jordan leave Barkley, Ewing, Malone, Stockton, Payton, Sean Kemp. What, the Chicago Bulls was a no green team? Don't you dare say the Bulls was a dream team.
That's the dream team.
Listen, because man, I can't. Listen. No. Stop.
Stop. And he had to go to the offseason.
Excuse me. What are you talking about? You obviously, not now, let me break it down to you and prove to you that obviously you need to Google again. Because when I break it down to you, let me break it down for you. Michael Jordan was there. They added Horace Grant, Scottie Pippen, Will Perdue, B.J. Armstrong, all through the draft, my brother. What kind of super team is that? They built that from the floor up, and they stayed there until they got it right. What are you talking about? It's a super team. And my point is, hold on, why are you trying to wax poetic about LeBron beating soft, mushy teams and losing six times in the final, trying to make his mediocre legacy when it comes to championships valid? No, sir. I'm telling you, Jordan sent home bigger competition, better competition.
He went to the finals 8 years consecutively.
And how many did he win in the 8 years consecutively?
How much does your team win in 8 years?
No.
To the playoffs
Stop, stop, big man. Hold on, big man. Listen, what I don't respect is blind loyalty.
I don't care how much y'all hate him. I don't know no one else who did except Kobe.
Excuse me. Hold on. Stop. What are you talking about? He went 8 years in a row. How many did he win? Did he win 8 in a row? Did he win 7 in a row? Did he win 6? Or did he lose the majority that he's been to? 4 and 6. Listen, you're blindly loyal, bro. And sexuals, just kill me, bro. You're trying to rewrite history. You're trying to call the Bulls a super team. And on that, I have to let you go based on the weakness of that point. On the weakness of that point, I got to let you go. Because you actually going to try to tell me that the Bulls were a super team to make up for LeBron's failures. Dear Jesus, you're a bronze sexualist. Just kill me. Oh, my goodness. Kermit, take me to the break, man. I need to sip a soda on that one. I need to catch myself. Because the fumes from that BS wafting too much in the studio. Bring the air freshener. Boy, hey, caller. Anyhow, we got one more caller, Kermit. Let's get this caller before we go to the break. Talking Heads, Garden Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, now you really light him up, man.
You ever see any Bulls be a super team?
I was a Bulls, right?
But I watched when you all went from Granville, Madison, all of them.
The Bulls was a winning team, but not a super team.
No, and you all drafted D'Angelo and Krause. They drafted a lot of players, man.
Yeah, you're pretty right about that. I remember when you was right.
I remember when Jordan scored 63 against the Celtics. His center was Granville Waiters, and the other guard was Gene Smith, who was ancient from San Antonio.
Yeah, but you shouldn't break the fella up like that, though, Naughty. You shouldn't break him up
like
Bron
that. Hey, Bron Sexuals, I got to put them in their place, man. I got to put them in their place.
Yeah.
Don't sell no false narrative. And
all right, bro.
But you know you was there. Granville Waiters. I got to go get me one Granville Waiters jersey, you know. I definitely got to get one of them. Granville Waiters with the ball plate. All right, Kermit, you remember that? When Satellite first came here, they used to have WGN from Chicago. You used to get the Bulls game. You get the Cubs game. You used to get the Bulls game. So I used to watch them before I used to get in Stairblade and watch the Lakers. So I know. I know how stinky the Bulls were. I know how they improved. That was what I used to watch at 8 o'clock before I used to watch the Lakers at 11. So I don't know what he's talking about, it being a super team. I can't let you sell that narrative. That ain't true. That team was built through the draft and minor free agency. Nothing crazy. When they brought Rodman in, bare bones minimum veteran deals. Because why? He had already played his welcome out in Detroit and in San Antonio. When they added Luke Longley through the draft, Will Perdue through the draft, Wennington through the draft. What you talking about? That was a super team. That was a well-coached team by Phil Jackson. And Phil Jackson was the catalyst, if you really want to talk it, that took him over the hump. Because Doug Collins couldn't get it done. He couldn't get it done at all. But when Phil came there from the CBA, where he had won multiple championships, and threw that triangle in, all right? And Tex Winters was right there helping him with the triangle. Man, it was it revolutionized the NBA because nobody'd seen an offense like that. And Jordan and them killed it. Steve Kerr was signed as a free agent. Is that like a real huge free agency signing? No. He replaced Paxson, who was another minor free agency signing who'd been there. White boys who could shoot. That was it. Couldn't play a lick of defense, but shoot the lights out. Tony Kukoc was brought through the draft. So if you can come on to me trying to sell a false narrative about the Bulls, make sure it's right. They were not a super team. They weren't. But it's how ironic that you, the caller, wants to make mention that the Bulls were a super team, but makes no mention of the multitude of super teams LeBron has tried to run to or create while there. And they've failed miserably. But anyway, that's a different story for another day. Let's go to the break. Flip side of the break. Pearly will be back. And we'll talk some more sports. Because we got Who's In and Who's Out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros coming up. And I got my pro picks brought to you by The Island Game on the flip side of the break. It's the Wednesday, September 14th edition of Talking Heads. Continuing right after this. Hey, get that air freshener, man. That's still wafting in here, man. That bad bronsexual BS. Help me, Mr. Producer. We'll
As we get older, our bodies change naturally. But the risk of cancer increases with age, too. So if you notice any unexplained changes to your body, such as lumps or bleeding, your doctor wants to see you. The earlier you find cancer, the easier it is to treat. And twice as many people in the Bahamas now survive cancer compared to 40 years ago. It could be nothing, but you won't know until you check it out. Be cancer aware. Get checked early. If you wish to place an ad or have information that can assist in highlighting the importance of more awareness during Breast Cancer Awareness Month, contact the Nassau Guardian at 302-2300. That's 302-2300.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what the
we're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, come play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Oppa! Burger King Nassau is bringing you the fresh Greek flavors you love done the BK way. Come and enjoy the new Greek Whopper with a delicious combination of tzatziki sauce, feta cheese, red onions, and refreshing cucumber on our signature flame grilled patty. Or go Greek with a plant-based Whopper or crispy chicken sandwich. All three delicious sandwiches are topped off with lettuce and tomatoes and made the Burger King way. Bring your friends and experience the Greek Whopper lineup at BK Nassau, where taste is king.
Remember when Zoom was just a sound effect? When your living room wasn't your gym? When a cough didn't scare people away? That was the good old days. And thankfully, they are coming back. As things return to normal, remember it is essential to be fully immunized against all vaccine-preventable diseases like COVID-19, diphtheria, tetanus, measles, and influenza. This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, the Caribbean Development Bank, the Government of Canada, and the United States of America.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads continues right now, the September 14th, the Wednesday, September 14th edition continues right now on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. 5:35 p.m. is the time. We got one more break, right, Kermit? All right, cool. I just trying to formulate. I know Earl the Pearl will be checking back in short order if he's not back already. But let's get into who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. Well worth the trip over there, man. Go check it out. Rosetta, Mackey Street on the way home. They're open until 6. But don't forget, coming soon to JFK in the R&D Plaza. And more expansions coming soon, all right? The original Bahamian gyro, Tropical Gyros. Nothing like it. If you haven't experienced, you need to go do it yourself. Chef Kummer really got an awesome product there. So be sure to check them out, all right? And they're open until 6, man. So on your way home, be sure to stop off and indulge and enjoy right there at Tropical Gyros. All right. Who's in and who's out? Let's start with the NBA. Got some news from the NBA. And then, of course, we'll check out Major League Baseball. And we'll wrap things up with the NFL. But Donovan Mitchell is definitely in Cleveland. The Cavs welcome a very excited Mitchell to Cleveland. And apparently the Cavaliers, they welcomed in Donovan Mitchell after the big trade. And that, to me, was definitely something that shocked everybody in the offseason. Nobody thought that it was coming. And out of nowhere, boom, there it is. You know, they made the big trade. Mitchell goes over to the Cavaliers, and today management announced his arrival. And all things played out. Here's how it went down in Cleveland today.
We are going to open it up for questions in just a few minutes, but first let's hear from this trio on stage. Donovan, it's great to see you. Northeast Ohio has been a buzz. It's just been jumping since the news broke that you were headed to Cleveland. The fans have been eager to hear from you. For those here in attendance and watching on Cavs.com, what was your reaction when you found out about the trade? And what's your new message for your fan base?
Yeah, first of all, I want to thank, you know, Kobe, JB, everybody here. Appreciate the welcome. From when I landed, I remember Lauren was telling us, you got a few fans coming. Got a few fans coming to say hello, so I'm thinking, you know, it's 20, 15, 20. And, man, from the tunnel to the airport, man, it's just been nothing but love. And you guys have really showed out, and I truly appreciate that. Yeah, when I first found out, I was golfing. So that report is true. I was golfing, and I was running around crazy. Mainly, in fact, when I figured out, you know, who we kept in the deal, because I didn't know who was in the trade. I just know I was trading, and when I found out we kept DG and JA and Ev and Karis and all these guys, man, I was like, wow, like, we got a talented group, you know, a team that was third in the East, and then obviously injuries came about, and, you know, that was before I got here, you know, and now we can only look to do more and better and just continue to win and build. And, you know, I'm truly excited, you know, just to be a part of this organization, to be here in the city, you know, just to have fun, you know, playing basketball, playing with a group of guys who really want to win and really want to continue to build. And, you know, we're young, but we're hungry and we're ready. It's weird saying I'm probably one of the older guys on the team. But, you know, like I said, like, we're really excited. I spoke with JB, spoke with Kobe, man. We're all excited. I spoke with the guys, and, you know, we're ready to go.
You described your excitement about playing with that group. How do you see your game fitting with the likes of Darius Garland, Caris LeVert, Evan Mobley, and Jared Allen?
Yeah, you know, honestly, I think it's from experience, I think as a one thing I can definitely provide off the jump. But for me, being able to use my scoring, finding my ways to create plays and, you know, get guys open shots and then let Darius do what he does, Caris do what he does, and be able to, you know, be a decoy as well over there in the corner and let them get open lanes and Ev and J.A. finding the role, man. And then defensively, when you got 2 7-footers down there, I've played against them and they both got me a few times last year, so it'll be good to be on the same team as them. But I think from that standpoint, I think we would accomplish a lot.
And lastly, Donovan, what have been your first impressions about your teammates, your coaches, and the city of Cleveland?
Well, first off, the team, you know, we're fun. Like, it's a fun group. You know, like I said, we're fairly young as a team, and, you know, I think for us, just going out there and, you know, whether it's on the floor or off the floor, being able to have a good time, be able to talk to each other, be able to hold each other accountable on the floor, I think that's huge. We spoke with Coach, man. We're really excited to get going and kind of figure out the X's and O's of the game, and obviously city of Cleveland. I've been here a few times outside of just playing the game. I was here for when the finals, I think it was my first year. Obviously, the All-Star game was here last year. Unfortunately, I was sick, so I was in the hotel room all day. But, you know, for me, I'm going to be able to see a bunch of Browns and Guardians games for sure. Just being able to be around the city, man, like the love. Like, that's the one thing I can say for off rip. Like, just the love that I've received, the team has received, you know, I think is something that really, truly stands out. And I couldn't be more excited to get going.
All right, so there you have it. Donovan Mitchell, happy to be in Cleveland. New member of the Cavaliers. I think he's going to be a catalyst to that team moving up. They were third in the East last year. You add him to that mix, barring injuries. Watch out Miami. Watch out Boston. Watch out Brooklyn. You got some competition. I'm not saying they're going to win it all, but there is another team now that's serving a little bit of notice in that Eastern Conference in the NBA. So let's keep an eye on where Donovan Mitchell and the Cleveland Cavaliers end up. And obviously, where the Utah Jazz end up, because they look like they're ready to fire sale everything. Still looking to get rid of some more players. So we'll see how that transpires over there in Utah. From FIBA, all right, from the 2022 EuroBasket and AmeriCup scores, tournaments going on through FIBA throughout the world. The EuroBasket quarterfinal matchups, Poland 90, Slovenia 87. Poland is 5-2 in the tournament. They took down defending champion Slovenia, who also 5-2, to advance to the semifinal. All right, Matias Ponitka led the way, posting a triple-double, 26 points, 16 rebounds, 10 assists in the win. Maverick star Luka Doncic was held to just 14 points on 5 of 15 shooting from the field, while Bulls guard Goran Dragic added 17 points in the losing effort. Poland will take on France in the semifinals with a trip to the EuroBasket Championship on the line. And then the 2022 AmeriCup is also being played. It's a 12-country tournament that will crown the basketball champion of the Americas. After a five-year hiatus, the FIBA AmeriCup returns in 2022 to crown the basketball champion of the Americas for the 19th time. All right? And that already ran. And obviously, we know the defending champion, United States, headlined the field. We were in there for a minute. And then, you know, things happen at the gym. So we got to keep looking at it. But after a five-year hiatus, it did return. Last champion being the U.S. in 17, Venezuela in 15, Mexico in 13, Argentina in 11, and Brazil in 09. So glad to see FIBA, you know, getting back to spreading the global product, you know. And that should be a good final, a good semifinals and final in that EuroBasket. The quarterfinals were good. France advanced as well. They took care of Italy, 93-85. So we'll see. We'll see how it all pans out. Rudy Gobert, big for France. Mm-hmm. Rudy Gobert. Anyway, that's a wrap from the NBA. Let's check out the NFL. Some news popping off from the NFL. And then we'll check out Major League Baseball. We'll take a break, and then on the flip side of the break, I get my pro picks going for you. But let's check out the NFL real quick. A couple of things from the NFL. You have Panthers not worried about total touches for Christian McCaffrey. They're more focused on providing ample time for recovery. He missed all last year. He's not recovered yet. But he had 14 touches this last weekend, producing 57 yards and one touchdown. And it was part of an offense that gained 261 total yards. Now, Carolina simply said, listen, and according to head coach Matt Rhule, and I'm saying this for you fantasy lovers out there in fantasy football who might be going, oh, God, I drafted McCaffrey. Why did I do that this year? Here we go again. Head coach Matt Rhule remains undeterred in his approach with McCaffrey. Quoted as saying, I think whatever the number is, somebody's going to question it, Rhule said on Wednesday regarding McCaffrey's workload. The Panthers are understandably exercising caution when it comes to McCaffrey, who has taken Wednesdays off for additional recovery following, like I said, two injury-filled years that he missed almost two seasons. So I think he's resting in the practice, but obviously you got to get back into to cranking things up. So at some point, you got to take the leash off and let him go. But I get the guarded approach early on. You made an investment in the player, and for 2 years straight since he signed the contract, hasn't hit the field, hasn't been an asset to your team. What else is going on? You got some injury concerns in Los Angeles with the Chargers. Apparently, Keenan Allen being sidelined, journeyman DeAndre Carter is actually stepping up and filling the void out of nowhere. When you think DeAndre Carter was having just over 11 receiving yards per game entering 2022, all right? And in Sunday's win over the Las Vegas Raiders 24-19, Carter logged 3 catches for 64 yards, including a 23-yard scoring grab to give the Chargers a 17-3 lead. And apparently, you know, Carter is doing it for his younger brother. Kalen, who died in 2013 after going into cardiac arrest during a weight training session with his football team in high school. He had a hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. So that was an enlarged heart disease. So he's there and he's got to say, I like to hear feel-good stories about this. And out of nowhere, through training camp and everything, he kept grinding, kept working. Now he's got an opportunity to produce. Apparently he's a favorite of Justin Herbert. So if you're a fantasy fan and you need to figure out who you want to plug and play for Keenan Allen and wave a wiser little Slim, go right there and snatch DeAndre Carter. He's still available in a lot of leagues. Plug and play him while Keenan Allen's out. You never know the upside. He's a favorite of Herbert. You could do worse. All right? What else? Any other news from the NFL that jumps out that we might have missed? Oh, God. Now, for some of you who call me and tell me what did I think about Hackett, the head coach for Denver, and the 64-yard field goal, listen, when you make Mike McCarthy, the Cowboys coach, who is an absolute donut when it comes to in-game decision and game management and clock management, look genius, you, my friend, are a special breed. But here's Denver head coach post-game after his decision to go for a 64-yard field goal. All right? And then he stands there, and I think he says, we should have gone for it, but what did you should have gone for, Hackett? The 4th and 5? What a field goal. Dear God.
Not, you know, one of those things, you look back at it, and you say, of course we should go for it. We missed the field goal. But in that situation, we had a plan. I mean, we had a plan. We knew that 46 was the mark. You know, the mark that we had all set before we started. We said 46-yard line was where we wanted to be, and we got there. So we had to make the decision if we wanted to give it to, you know, Brandon, and we did. And it didn't work. It sucks, but, hey, that's part of it.
Your decision sucks. That's been a problem. That was a big problem. Why are they blaming the kicker on 64 yards? Did that kapunkle you in the picks too, man? Because there's like 4 or 5 picks that went south on Sunday that should have never gone to that event. But anyway, I don't worry about week 1 or week 2. If you know anything about picking sports and picking NFL, you hit your stride week 3, week 4 when you figure out who people are, and then you can go on a little run, go on a little streak, you know? Instead of freaking themselves out, but the first week, man, then you look up in a couple of weeks, they'd be down at the bottom of the park looking up, wondering what happened. You know? Anyway. Let's go to the break there, Mr. Producer. Take our second break of the hour. On the flip side of the break, I got your pro picks for the night coming up. All brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And, you know, maybe have a jog jam or two for you to get out here on the Wednesday, man. Get you over the hump and get you into happy hour at Naughty Johnny's or whatever your evening holds, man. All right? It's the Wednesday edition, September 14th edition of Talking Heads, continuing right after this.
Pumped for pumpkin? Indulge your pumpkin passion with Dunkin's Pumpkin Spice Flavored Coffees. Enjoy a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with rich espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Or try the new Nutty Pumpkin Coffee, combining Dunkin' Original Blend Coffee, hazelnut flavor, a delicious pumpkin spice swirl, and cream for a delicious nutty twist. Available hot or cold, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Summer fun has begun, and KFC has a tasty dinner solution that won't break the bank. Enjoy the KFC Great Pick, packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection. Plus your choice of a large mashed potato with gravy or four buttery biscuits. Real food for real people, and only for $20. Happiness comes in buckets at KFC. Be happy. Save at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger looking good.
When I got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Talking Heads, the Wednesday, September 14th edition continues right now. And down the home stretch, become completely man, because, you know, I got to get in my pro picks for the night, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And the Island Game definitely doing big things, all right? You know, they just finished wrapping up Percy's pension plan. Be sure to check them out, all right? Log on to theislandgame.com, see exactly what they're going on for you, and see the new promotions coming down the pike, and see how you could win. All right. And like I said, be sure to check out their sports book as well. All right. Log on theislandgame.com. Check out the sports book. Definitely you could win multiple ways. All right. Great ways to play. A lot of fun. All right. And the Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly. All right. Here's who I like tonight in my pigskin picks. I can't tell you where to lie. You got some baseball going on. You got one or two college football. You got to search for them, but you can find them, but you know where to look. But baseball tonight, man, I'll be honest with you, got lots of big games on top. You got the Marlins and the Phillies, the Nationals and the Orioles, the Braves and the Blue Jays, Cubs and the Mets, Yankees and the Red Sox, Royals and the Twins, Brewers and the Cardinals, A's and the Rangers, Dodgers at the Diamondbacks. And here's who I like tonight. All right? I like Miami. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I like Miami. And I'll tell you why I like Miami. They got Rondon going tonight. The big arm. All right? And I think that's gonna be the problem. All right? Sorry. Actually, Miami got Cabrera going tonight. And I like Cabrera. I like what he's doing. Pitched well the last couple of games, 2.63 ERA, all right? I like what he's done, especially at home. So look for him tonight. I like him to step up big. And a couple of other games as well that I like. I like the Yankees to take care of the Red Sox. Cortez going 9-4, 2.73 ERA. Bello 1-5, 5.79 ERA going for the Red Sox, so I like the Yankees to win tonight. I also, like I said, I like Miami, and I like the Yankees. And then I also like Toronto. And this is going to be a good game, Tampa Bay and Toronto. You got Rasmussen at 10-4, 2.57 ERA, going up against Stripling, 7-4, 3.03 ERA, but he's won four in a row. Hot hand and pitching at home, I like Toronto to get it done tonight. And then finally, the late night, 9:40 game. I like the Dodgers to continue their winning ways over the Arizona Diamondbacks. And you can play all of them. Oh, you trying back in?
Yeah,
that's Perlier.
Situation I had to deal with.
Okay, you wash, you wipe properly.
Like
did you wipe properly and wash your hands when you were finished?
No, it wasn't that. No, it was nothing. I did more on the. See, this is what I do with you as a hobby. I have to deal with some stuff that has paid the bills.
Okay, I understand.
Okay.
Did you get a call in agreement with me that the Bahamas should not be attached to losing brands like the Dolphins and the Magic or no?
Everybody said to tell nobody stop talking sugar, honey, iced tea.
And yeah, I can, now I know that's a button to push. I can still push that, but I can call Mr. Cooper when I get all
that. You know, I'm about to become that guy. I'm about to become that guy.
Okay, well, anyway, you got 1 minute to become that guy because then we got to go to the break and be out of here. So,
well, I want to say congratulations to the Los Angeles Dodgers who clinched the National League West 9 out of 10 times. The National League crown is back where it belongs in L.A. Kershaw pitched a gem last night. And if there's any indication of where he's developing to, I'm looking forward to the playoffs. Thank you. That's all I have to say.
Hey, and tell Stat Boy happy birthday. This is birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Stat Boy. Big, happy birthday.
Big 15, the big 15.
I got something for you this week, Stat Boy. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, I have an idea what it is, too. Anyway. We'll see you tomorrow, man. For all the brother and everybody who chimed in today, man. Good stuff as always. My talking ass for my producer, Kermit. This is your boy, Naughty. Have a great Wednesday. And one more time, happy birthday, Sancho. Daddy, love you. I'm on the way, man. Let's go get the party on. We'll see you tomorrow, man. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can't, I got you, Pearly. If you can't be good at it. We see you tomorrow, man.